The chickens perched side by side in their heated roosts, and Rosebud the cow lay as contentedly as only cows can in her quarantine stall at the end of the barn. On this night, as on nearly every other night, all was well at Catskill Animal Sanctuary, or so I thought. As I did each evening, I turned around at the end of the long aisle and called good night to my friends. It was a ritual that I didn't dare perform in front of any human. Mimicking the Waltons, I actually called out the name of every single barn resident. Good night, Belle. Good night, Claude. Good night, Sammy. Good night, Hampton. Before the first name left my lips, Rambo charged up to me, stopped dead, looked up with his great yellow eyes, and bleated. "Something's wrong," he said. No matter that what he said was, "Bah," because his communication was perfectly and instantly clear. It was, in fact, the first time I'd heard his voice. "What?" I asked him. "Show me what's wrong." The great, proud beast marched halfway down the aisle and made a sudden 90-degree turn into the empty turkey stall. Oh my God, the turkeys! In the frenzy of a hectic day, we'd forgotten to bring the turkeys in. Stunned by what I'd witnessed, but concerned about the birds, I'd have to absorb the import of this moment later. I thanked our guard sheep effusively and ran out to the turkey yard. Chuck cowered at one end of the long enclosure, his feathers drenched, his head tucked in a futile way to stay warm. Poor Cliff, meanwhile, was outside their pen, motionless in the driveway in a cold, shallow puddle. "Oh, my poor boy, I am so sorry," I whispered as I approached Cliff. Scooping the animal into my arms, I carried him into his dry, safe space. I toweled off the birds, kissed them on their rubbery heads, checked their food and water, and closed the door behind me. It was time to thank Rambo. In the darkened, hushed barn aisle, I sat on my knees and looked deeply into his eyes. "Thank you, Rambo. Thank you for telling me about the turkeys. What a good job you did. What a good, good job." I took his face in my hands and massaged his woolly cheeks. What had just happened? So much was revealed in that single communication. That a sheep was aware that the turkeys were outside was impressive enough. That he figured out how to tell a human blew me away. But most astoundingly, Rambo had just shown concern for two animals of a different species and had known that I would help them. I took his face in my hands. He allowed this. As tears began to fall, "Okay, boy," I said, looking into those eyes of his. "If this is who you are, you've got a big job ahead of you."